Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world and live toxic free. It is Wednesday, June 10th, 2015, and today we're going to be talking about a very different way to clean your teeth. We're going to be talking about a tooth powder. Most people use toothpaste. But tooth powders, actually, people use tooth powder all the time. I love tooth powder. And this one actually detoxes your mouth while you brush your teeth. So, of course, I had to have the creator of this tooth powder on today to talk about this and tell us how this is different, what she's done, and why it's important to be looking at detoxing your mouth, what kind of toxic things might be in your mouth. Anyway, we're going to talk to her today and learn all these things. She's Jessica Armand. She's the mother of four and founder of My Magic Mud. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Deborah. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm hearing a little back thing in my microphone. Do you hear that? Anyway, I'm hoping that they will handle that in the studio. Anyway, I'm doing really well. How are you doing, Jessica?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm actually very, very honored to be speaking with you today.
Thank you.
You've done some excellent work.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you've done some excellent work, too, and I want us all to find out all about it today. So how did you come to do this?
Well, actually, I was trying to find something to help my children that was non-toxic, very natural. I didn't want to be dealing with a lot of chemicals. And my children, frankly, had problems with their teeth, and regular toothpaste just wasn't cutting it at all. My daughter had extremely sensitive teeth, and even brushing was really difficult for her. It was painful. So it was always a fight to get her to brush. So really, this quest that I went on was just really to solve a problem that I was having in my own family. So I did a lot of research on some natural ingredients, and there's quite a number to choose from. Basically, my three goals that I was trying to solve were to fix my daughter's sensitivity, to try and help strengthen her teeth, to get a better clean, and then also, because my children were very young at the time, I wanted it to be something that they would use.
Yes.
So paste was really, really important. And a lot of tooth powders and toothpaste out there, especially the natural ones, there's some great ingredients, but they don't taste very good, so I couldn't get my kids to use it. And if they're not going to use it, it doesn't matter how great it is, it's not going to work. So I just really did a lot of research and a lot of tinkering in my home and my kitchen trying to solve these three issues. And thankfully, I came up with my magic mud, and it actually did basically cure my daughter's sensitivity. I do notice that if she doesn't use it in a while, and she'll start to feel that sensitivity coming back, but really, if she does, then it's such a fortification of her teeth, and she can drink cold water, and we've gotten this from a lot of our customers, how it really does take away the sensitivity as well as detox and whiten the teeth. It's pretty amazing, and I'm so grateful that I stumbled on it.
Well, tell us, like, what was that aha moment? Like, you know, when something really different, like, I've never seen any kind of tooth product like this, that what happened that you thought, well, it should detox as well as clean? And you've got some ingredients in here that I don't see in tooth powder.
Right.
I mean, what led you to even think of this is the thing that is amazing to me.
Well, the interesting thing was I actually started looking into these particular ingredients because I also wanted to create a tooth pack. That, you know, ever so often you get food stuck between your teeth. You can't get it out, and maybe it starts to fester a little or bother you. And I really like to try to do things the natural route first before we go to, you know, the doctor or, you know, go to pharmaceuticals of any kind. So I didn't want to just get on a prescription drug or anything. So the reason why I looked into the bentonite clay and the activated charcoal was to create a tooth pack. And that is for detoxifying. And so it really got me thinking, you know, why do we just use these in extreme circumstances? Wouldn't it be better to use them more on a daily basis?
I'm smiling as you're saying this, because that's so logical. It's so logical.
Yeah, and so, you know, I was like, why? Maybe I could stop this from happening if I was more proactive. And especially applying that to the children, I felt really, really good as a mother having that idea and wanting to prevent extreme circumstances like that in their mouth. So that was really what led me down that path. And then I did a bunch of research because I thought I should put them together. I think that it would be really good together, and it was mind-boggling to me that these two ingredients have been used for oral care for thousands of years, and there's not one instance where somebody was like, hey, let's put them together and see if they work synergistically. And I found that they truly, truly do.
That's so amazing. I want to just skip back to something that you just said earlier and really reinforce this point about doing things proactively and not waiting until you're sick or that there's something wrong. And I really came to that conclusion in my own life too, after I had, until age 24, just lived in a toxic, unhealthy way that everybody lives in the American culture, unless you do something different. But the standard American culture has this, you know, we all use toxic consumer products and eat sugar and all those kinds of things. And that's what I did until I was 24, when I got really, really, really sick, like almost disabled sick. Well, I would say disabled sick. And it was the experience of getting sick and then saying, well, what do I have to do to not be sick? That led me to do my work and to change the way I ate and the way I lived and everything. And I found that there is a way to do it so that the things you do in your life support health. But more importantly, as I started looking into different illnesses, the answers were always the same, what to do to cure the illness, which was remove the toxic chemicals, eat good food, you know, give your body nutrition, don't have things that are bad for it, and your body will get well. And so it's like, why should I, or anybody else, why shouldn't we just do that to begin with and not have
Absolutely.
To get so radically ill that people like can't work and they can't live a normal life and things like that because of just lifestyle questions. And so that you applied that basic concept of let's do it right first to a tooth powder, I think is amazing and wonderful.
I love it. That's awesome.
So anyway, we need to go to break fairly soon, like in less than a minute. So I'm not going to ask you another question until we get back from break. But what's the general response to your tooth powder? Do people like it?
They love it. It's weird. The first response is, I can't believe this actually whitens. It's black. There's no reason why it should. But the second that anyone tries it, it's just overwhelming. It's been such an overwhelming response. I'm so happy that I have been able to touch so many lives and change so many lives. They're just really happy. It's weird and fun, and it works.
Well, I found out about you from one of my readers who tried your product, and he said, you have to try this product. And he thought it was like one of the best tooth products that he had ever used. We need to go to break, but we'll be right back and talk more about Jessica's amazing tooth powder. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Jessica Armon, and she is the founder of My Magic Mud. We'll find out about it when we come back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Jessica Armon. She's the mother of four and founder of My Magic Bud. So, Jessica, in addition to wanting to proactively make something that your children needed for their particular needs, were there ingredients in regular toothpaste that you didn't want them to be using?
Absolutely. The foaming agents, there's just absolutely a bunch of things in regular toothpaste that are not necessary, that are toxic. The fluoride is just not necessary, I believe. And even the natural toothpaste, like I said, they didn't really taste good. I couldn't get my kids to use them. Some of them also had the foaming agents or things that were in there that made it seem like it was more like regular toothpaste, but really, yeah, truly unnecessary. That was honestly one of the reasons why I stuck to a tooth powder. I didn't want to put any glycerin or anything in there, just so that it would be a paste.
I love how you stuck to your concept, because I know one of the things that happens in the world, and I am guilty of that in the past, is like when you're doing something that you're accustomed to, like using a regular toothpaste. In my case, I went through this when I was changing the way I ate, and so I would say, well, I want to eat chocolate cake, so I'm going to do something that tastes as close to chocolate cake as possible, but make it with better ingredients. And so I was always like trying to make the bad thing better.
I have done that on so many occasions.
Yeah. What I found was that if I just let go of the idea of what the old thing was, and what I did was just say, okay, I have these ingredients. I have these lovely organic fruits and vegetables that I got at the farmer's market, and what am I going to do with them? I would come up with things that tasted so much better, because I was honoring the ingredients and I was doing something that was real, instead of trying to say, how am I going to make this tomato taste like chocolate?
You know? That's excellent. I love it.
And
beautiful
that's what
analogy.
You're doing. This is what you're doing, is that you said, I'm going to start with my concept here. I'm going to do something that's good for my kids. I'm going to honor the ingredients. I'm going to find those good things that work, and I'm not going to make it be toothpaste.
Yes. And that was actually really difficult when I turned this into a business. That was one of the main things that I got from consumers, and even, you know, family members and friends were like, just turn it into a toothpaste. It'll be a lot easier. And I fought tooth and nail. It was, you know, just trying to educate people as mm-hmm. to why I didn't turn it into a toothpaste. Once I told them the story behind it and, you know, that it was for their benefit, you know, everyone was, oh, totally on board. You know, they were like, thank you so much for doing that. But before they got the whole story, it was like, please just turn it into a toothpaste. Make this easier. And I would have loved to have done that, but I just couldn't in my conscience do that. Mm-hmm. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Well, tell us more now about your product. I want to hear all the details about it.
So it does so many different things. It detoxifies your mouth. It really does. Basically, it sucks out or pulls, has a magnetic pull, and then also it has this adsorption process of one of the ingredients. So there's really two ways that it detoxifies the mouth, which I find is the beautiful synergy, because with whatever toxins are left behind with one process, I really find that the other process does pick up the slack. So you're really getting that ultimate clean that you wouldn't get with any other product that you've ever tried. Like, that's really what the feedback that I've gotten is, this gives you that dentist chair-like cleaning. It also remineralizes your mouth, your teeth, and your gums. So not only is it taking out the toxins, the infections, the bacteria, and really giving you an opportunity to have whole mouth health, but it's also putting minerals back into your mouth. Excuse me. Sorry about that. It's also putting minerals back into your mouth to help your immune system in your mouth to be at perfect health, to fight off future bacteria, to fight off cavities and toxins. So it really has a dual purpose. It also gets rid of bad breath, which is excellent. And also, I talked earlier about how one of the things was that I didn't want it to taste bad. Well, stumbling on these ingredients, not only did I not get it to taste bad, but it doesn't actually have a taste, wouldn't you say?
I know you sent me a sample, but it didn't arrive in time for the show.
Oh, so I'm so sorry about that.
I can't answer that question, and I really wish that I had it because I wanted to say, I tried this, and it's really wonderful.
Well, you will next time.
Next time.
So it is flavorless. It's a totally flavorless formula, and it's incredible.
I can hardly wait to try it. I know the reader that recommended this to me, he couldn't say enough about how impressed he was with this and how he was using it and how his teeth felt better and just everything. He said it's in a class by itself, and I really think it is because I haven't seen anything like this before.
I love that. That makes me so happy. I love hearing people say stuff like that.
Yeah, he was really excited about it. And this particular reader, he sends me a lot of product recommendations. He is very appreciative of my work and wants to contribute to it. And so he's looking for like the best of the best that he can find to give to me. And yours was one of them.
What a great support. I love it. I love it. That's such an honor.
So when we come back from the break, I want to talk more about the individual ingredients, because
absolutely.
I think that you have some unusual ingredients that people might not be familiar with.
Okay.
And you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Jessica Armon. She's the mother of four and founder of My Magic Med, a very amazing tooth powder. And we'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Jessica Armon. She's the mother of four and founder of My Magic Med. So, Jessica, the thing that really caught my attention about what your product does is the detox factor. And so I want to ask you particularly about the bentonite clay and about the activated carbon, because when I think one of the things that's going on in general in the world today is that people don't really understand the whole idea of detox, number one, and that there are different things that one can detox that require different types of detoxes.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
One of the most misused words that I've seen in the English language is the word toxin, because there is actually a definition of the word toxin. And people don't know the definition. And I'm not saying you don't know the definition. I'm saying people in general don't know the definition. And so I see it frequently misused. And so I just want to give the definition of toxin so that we can have a discussion and the listeners can listen. So the actual definition of toxin is something that is produced in the body of a living organism. And so a toxin would be like a metabolic toxin, like the wastes that are produced by cells. I think that most people don't think of like your cell is like all the cells in your body are little systems. They're like their own little bodies, and they have inputs and they have outputs. And so those outputs, the poop, so to speak, of the cell.
That's awesome.
I don't know how else to describe it.
That's a great way to describe it. I think it's absolutely perfect.
Thank you. So the poop of the cell goes out in your body, and it's just floating around in the blood, and then your blood gets filtered through your kidneys, and there's other detoxification processes that your body has, and that is supposed to remove all those things. But what ends up happening, for example, like the kidneys that perform that function, the kidneys are now being exposed to all these toxic chemicals. They get overloaded. They're not functioning right. They can be destroyed. And so then what is the kidney supposed to do with all this poop from the cells if it's trying to get the toxic chemicals out of your body? And so what's going on in the world today is that instead of being removed from the body by our natural systems that are supposed to be doing that, we're getting a lot of buildup. And so when you look at something like a detox diet or a juice cleanse or something like that, those are really designed and have been used for many centuries to remove these kinds of bodily toxins. Now, there's a whole other class of things that are called toxics, short for toxicant. These are the actual toxicology words. And those are the things like the toxic chemicals, heavy metals, all these things. These are something that's coming from outside the body, into the body, and are poisons. They're both poisons, but one is produced by the body and one comes from outside. And that ends our science lesson for today.
Well, actually, I have to tell you that you taught me something. And I love that. I love learning new things every day. So it's exciting.
Okay. So now let me ask you my question.
Okay.
So let's talk about bentonite clay first, and then let's talk about activated carbon. Because if you're saying that it's removing toxins, then exactly what is being removed?
So the bentonite clay is positively charged. Or excuse me, it's negatively charged.
Uh-huh.
So it's going to be attracted to anything that's positively charged. That would be your bacteria, infections, things that are foreign to the mouth that we pick up through less than perfect water, our, you know, food that we eat, even just breathing air. The air that's that we're around these days, unfortunately, has foreign particles in it that that get deposited into the mouth. And it really, we're bombarded with a bunch of different types of things that really shouldn't be present in our body, especially in our mouth. There was recently a study, I know that this has come out over the past probably 20 years, but it resurfaced again. A university did a study, and over 80% of the issues that we have health-wise in our body can actually be linked to the health of your mouth.
My dentist told me that.
Yeah. So I think that's huge. That is really big. When you think about it, I have talked to so many people who, you know, eat organic food and work out daily and drink the best, you know, filtered water that they can buy, but they forget to remove all the toxics and the toxins from their mouth. And that's a huge part. If 80% of the issues that we have in our body can be linked to the mouth, but we don't focus on detoxifying our mouth, you know, you're not really ahead of the game. So
I think that a lot of people don't focus on that, you know, that they think about cavities. But this whole idea of all the other things that, I mean, your body is a system. And so if something's wrong with one part of the system, then the whole system starts going down.
Exactly.
So we have to be considering what's going on with each part of our body.
Absolutely. And I really feel like starting with your mouth, I mean, that really is the entry point for so many things into our bodies. Like, I love that you changed your diet and really started focusing on what you were putting into your body. So many people in today's society don't think about that. I mean, it is a fad. It's starting to be more acceptable to be more picky and to really view what you put into your mouth as very, very important. But I would say that really the general population, especially in America, doesn't really consider that. You know, it's all about the fast food and the soda and all that stuff. And so, you know, do what you're going to do, but at least, if nothing else, clean up the damage that you've done during the day, you know? I mean, I would love for it to be more than that, but just to focus on the mouth at all, just by doing Magic Mud one time a day, makes me feel a little bit better that I've educated somebody and gotten them one step closer to having not only good oral health, but good full body health, really.
Yeah, I agree with you. We need to go to break again. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Jessica Armon. She's the mother of four and founder of My Magic Mud, and I just realized that I haven't been constantly giving the website, which is mymagicmud.com, and you can go there and find out all about it and order it. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and I'm here today with Jessica Armon, who is the founder of My Magic Mud, and they're at mymagicmud.com. So, Jessica, the thing that I wanted to say particularly about bentonite clay is that, yes, it handles those toxins that are in the body. And actually, I was reading about bentonite clay, and it said that if you put a pack of bentonite clay, like on your arm, then it will pull the toxins out of your body. And so,
yeah.
I can imagine that if you put it on your gums, even temporarily, it will pull. And you recommend not just brushing for 10 seconds. You recommend brushing for, what is it, 2 or 3 minutes, something, 4 minutes?
Absolutely, 2 minutes.
2 minutes. Okay,
and I would do it. I would do it for longer, but actually, your toothbrush bristles, if you brush for longer than that, can be harming to your enamel and to your gums. So a lot of people brush really vigorously, so it's not a good idea to do it for longer than 2 minutes. But one thing that I really like to tell people is that you can hold this product in your mouth. You brush for 2 minutes. A lot of people, like, I hop in the shower and just hold the Magic Mud in my mouth for about 5 minutes and then rinse it out in the shower. Like I said before, it's flavorless, so it's not unpleasant to hold in your mouth. It really, you don't really even notice that it's there. And the longer that it's on your gums and your teeth, the more toxins are going to be able to be pulled out.
Well, that's the whole point of bentonite clay. And so, but it also, I'm reading on several websites here that it will also bind with heavy metals. So if you've got mercury fillings, that's going to take away some of that excess mercury. And it'll also bind to aluminum, lead, arsenic, cadmium, all those heavy metals. It'll also pull out pesticides, herbicides, formaldehyde, PCBs, chemicals, Teflon, plastics, vaccines, chemtrails. Now, I'm reading this off of a website. But that makes sense to me because bentonite clay does have that absorptive quality that will just pull. It pulls and binds. And so if you have it in your mouth, it's going to pull and bind whatever's in your mouth.
And the great thing about the binding is that, you know, even if you were to swallow this product, you don't have to worry about digesting any of that you just pulled out of your mouth. It actually will further detoxify your intestines and your inside, and then you'll just expel it. So that was one of the main reasons, you know, with the two ingredients, the charcoal and the bentonite clay, that I loved, because I could safely and know that everything would be okay when brushing my 2-year-old's teeth with this, because if he swallowed any of it, it would just be actually, you know, internally beneficial to him. So I think that's one of the great things about this product, is that it's safe for all ages.
It is. And, you know, there's a warning label on toothpaste tubes that says, don't let kids swallow the toothpaste because of the fluoride.
And why would you put something in your mouth that you can't swallow?
You can't swallow it.
Exactly.
Whoever wrote that warning label doesn't understand that it just gets absorbed right through your skin, right through you know, all those mucous membranes in your mouth. It's just very absorptive.
Yes. Very quick way to get some not good things into your body.
So would you tell us about the process of using it? Because I know you give some special instructions about how you're supposed to use this tooth powder.
Absolutely. So it is the finest granular of charcoal out there. I know that there's a lot of people that say you can just go get charcoal capsules and bust them open and brush with it. The only reason why I would advise against that is you don't know how fine the granular of the charcoal is. So it really can scratch or wear away your enamel, and that's really counterproductive. You don't want to do that. Our product, all of the ingredients, are ground down into a dust-like quality. So you do need to handle it gingerly. What I recommend is that you wet your toothbrush, shake off any excess water so that it's not too watery. You want to really get it into a mud consistency so it has the ability to stick into all those places of your mouth. Then you just simply tap the top of your bristles to the top of the powder, and that's all you need. This is really, really potent stuff, so you don't need to have a bunch on there. And if you do, you're just going to be wasting it. So just a light layer on top of your bristles, brush for 2 minutes like we talked about earlier, getting all of the areas, the little crannies and nooks of your mouth. You can hold it in there for longer, which I recommend, but you don't have to. In fact, for most normal cases, a two-minute brushing actually does wonders. If you have more severe, like gum issues, I would definitely recommend holding it in there for longer. And then you're just going to simply rinse it out. And it comes out, you're going to want to floss in between your teeth and then maybe do a little tidy up with your toothbrush afterwards. But it really does come out easily. And then the only thing that I recommend is, because it's black, I keep a dark towel next to my sink. And I use that for cleanup, because a lot of people don't want to look into their sink and have it, you know, be black splatters everywhere.
Yeah.
But really, I've
had that experience with tooth powders.
Yeah.
I haven't ever used a black one yet.
Yeah. So it is really simple to use when you know what you're doing. So it takes a little bit of time to realize, okay, this is a powder. It's a really fine powder. You don't want to just, you know, brush with your lips open, because you splatter saliva and toothpaste onto your mirror. You just really don't see it that often because it's white or clear.
Yeah.
But with the black, you will see it. So I would recommend also, while you're brushing, to keep your lips closed around your toothbrush as much as possible. But it is totally worth the extra effort. People tell me all the time that they cannot believe that insane clean feeling that they get when they're done, you know, with the hygienist. They get that every day with this product.
I can hardly wait to try that.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. I would say I'm close to addicted to that clean feeling in my mouth. If I go longer than a couple of days and I start to feel like that film that comes on your teeth after you've eaten something, it drives me crazy. So it's an excellent product, and I know that you'll love it.
I know I will too. So how long will it take to whiten your teeth using this?
A lot of people see results in as little as 1 use to around 7 uses. And we recommend that you start by using it every single day, once a day at night instead of toothpaste. But once you get the desired shade that you like, you really can go to every other day or every 3 days, depending on what you feel is best for your mouth.
So we're almost running out of time, so I'm going to ask you this really quick. So if you're only using the tooth powder at night, aren't people supposed to brush like twice a day at least?
Yes. Well, we recommend that you use your regular natural toothpaste in the morning. A lot of people do use Magic Mud morning and night. The reason why I don't recommend that everybody besides, you know, the diehard users use it in the morning is because it is a powder and you do need to be very present when you're using it. And it is
like
black.
Awake.
So I've noticed you know, especially being a mother of four, that sometimes in the morning, that morning brushing is like, okay, get it done and then get out the
right.
door, you know.
Right. And at night you can put a little more,
exactly.
a little more time to take care of yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's really the only reason why I don't recommend that you use it in the morning. I would hate to have somebody who's not quite awake use it and spill it on their shirt that they just got dressed in, or, you know, or something. So that's really the only reason why I recommend doing it at night, is so that you can really be present and not be rushed.
Yeah. Well, we've got only about a minute left, so I just want you to explain quickly about why all your ingredients are not organic.
Well, you cannot actually have organic bentonite clay.
That's right.
And you cannot have organic activated charcoal.
Which is why you don't have 100% certified organic product.
Exactly. But everything in there that can be organic, like the mint and the orange peel, they are. But the two main ingredients, they physically cannot be organic.
Because organic, I'll just explain to my listeners who might not know this, organic refers to an agricultural product. And
yeah.
So anything that's not agricultural cannot be called organic. But that doesn't mean that they are toxic in any way. It's just that they are not agricultural.
Correct.
Yeah, good. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Jessica. I learned so much, and I can't wait for my mini to arrive in the mail today.
Yes, I hope, and I do apologize for the delay in getting that to you. I can't wait to hear what you think about it.
Well, I will certainly let you know, and I will try it as soon as I get it. I don't even think I'll wait for night. I think that as soon as it comes in.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Deborah. This was so enjoyable, and I really enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you. So Jessica's site is mymagicmud.com. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dagg. Be well.